ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. அயோத்திகா சாப்டர் நம்பர் 15. Rama is sent for. The recital begins now. Then brahmanas, deeply read in the holy scriptures, court chaplains, ministers, generals and civic authorities gathered in the audience hall of the king, their hearts aglow with joy at the prospect of the approaching coronation. Vivaswan, the sun god, looked down in all his splendor at the assembled crowds and the happy preparations afoot towards the coronation of Rama, the flower of his line. Pushya, the star of the day, shone bright as it abode with Cancer, the natal sign of Rama. The holy waters were gathered in vessels of burnished gold for the consecration bath. Sacred confluences like Prayaga, the Godavari, the Kaveri, and the other rivers that mingled with the eastern seas, the Gandaki, the Shona, Bhadra, and other rivers that flow from the south to the north, Brahmavarta and the Rudravarta in the Naimisharanya forest, and other springs that held in great veneration, lakes, wells, pools, rivulets of hoary sanctity, the ocean and the seas all contributed their quota. A splendid throne, richly wrought, a chariot spread with tiger skins, vessels of gold and silver, curious shaped in which floated fried rice, lotus leaves, and the milky juice of the ashwatha and the udumbara tree, honey, curds, clarified butter, fried rice, holy grass, flowers and milk, well-bred courtesans gaily adorned, chowries with shafts of gold encrusted with gems, from which rayed out moonlike the silky fleece, the umbrella of state spread overhead in moon-white luster, a lordly bull and horse of spotless white, an elephant in rut, as bore kings and monarchs, eight damsels of auspicious features, blazing with golden gems, the four kinds of musical instruments, bards, minstrels, panegyrists and heralds, and the other articles used in the coronation rite of the Ikshvaka princes were kept in readiness by the officers of the king. They assembled at the palace gates and discussed the unwanted delay of the master. Whom shall we commission to report our arrival to his majesty? He comes not forth. The sun ascends the steps to his golden throne and brings us nearer to the auspicious moment fixed for Rama's installation. As thus they spoke, Sumantra addressed himself to the rulers and princes and said, I go hence at the king's command to bring Rama to his presence. The emperor and Rama, more than he, holds you all in high esteem. Hence, I will even go back to my royal master and make respectful inquiries of him in your name. I will not fail to ascertain why he delays so long in giving audience to his good friends and loving subjects. The aged minister, versed in the holy traditions of the royal houses on earth, retraced his steps towards the women's apartments. He placed himself before the barriers of silk and gold, and in well-chosen terms invoked the blessings of the gods on his master's head. May the sun and the moon, Shiva, Kubera, Varuna, Agni, Indra, and the other devatas ride with you to victory. Night has given place to day. Everything is ready even as you willed it, and we but await your commands. Brahmanas, generals, and town prefects eagerly expect your coming. May it please your majesty to rise. Dasharatha recognized the voice of his friend and said, Sumantra, you were commissioned by Kaikeyi to bring Rama here. Why tarry at it? I sleep not. Away and be back with the prince. Sumantra bowed in low obeisance, and happy in the thought of some great good to befall Rama, he left the harem far behind him and took his way through the broad streets, gay with flags and pennants. Groups of people held joyous talk in the roads and squares all about the grand event towards which the winged hours were bearing them fast. Anon, Rama's palace rose in view. Large gates of curious workmanship adorned it. Tiny kiosks dotted the extensive grounds where statues of gold gleamed through the garlands of gems and pearls. It burst upon the eye in dazzling splendor and beauty, even as the bank of autumnal clouds, or a vast cavern in Mount Meru, or a lofty peak on the Dardara. Gems and pearls, scents and perfumes, and all things rare and lovely were laid under contribution to make it what it was. The cries of swans, peacocks, herons, and parrots were borne to the ears along with the melodious breeze. Rare paintings covered the walls while quaint animals pranced or sprung from many an angle and column. Its brightness dazed the senses and the eye. More like the abode of the Lord of the day and night, it seemed, or like the mansion of the Lord of riches, or like the palace of the lords of the immortals, or like the cloud-capped summit of the Meru. Strange birds and strange beasts chirped and moved behind bars of steel and gold. Visitors from foreign lands thronged the grounds in joyful expectation, bearing costly gifts and rare to the beloved prince. Hunchbacks and dwarfs of the Kirata race moved about short and slim, like black oases in a bank of fleecy clouds. Sumantra steered his way through the happy throngs to the interior. There he came upon a large band of men who had devoted their lives to service of Rama and watched over him in sleepless vigilance. They too were eagerly discussing the one topic of the day. Many a hall did the charioteer cross, many a square and many a court, before he drew near the women's apartments. Groups of men waited there before the gates with costly presents and welcome tribute. There was Shatrunjaya, the favorite elephant of Rama, in full rut, like a mountain crowned with clouds, heaving high his huge head and shoulders, all unmindful of the sharp goad that bit into his flesh. Rama's favorite ministers in brave attire were there on elephants, horses, and chariots. They made respectful way for him, and he passed on, unimpeded, like a mighty whale through the jewel deep, to the inner apartments, a miniature city graced with stately buildings that resemble the huge clouds that rest on mountain peaks or the swift coursing cars of the gods. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.